The heretic, the healer, the disobedient wife, the woman who dared to live alone, the Obeah woman who poisoned the master's food and inspired the slaves to revolt. That's how the feminist writer Silvia Federici saw witches. The persecution of these women then was an obvious move in capitalism and patriarchy protecting itself, even if it destroyed knowledge and a valuable way of understanding the world. The idea of witches troubling the world is the starting point for Ritual, a live performance installation from dance innovators Junk Ensemble, which is being staged as part of this year's Cork Midsummer Festival. Created in collaboration with visual artists Jesse Jones and Aideen Barry, and featuring music artist Planning to Rock and composer Irene Butley, Ritual leads the audience promenade style through the Marina Market Warehouse in Cork's Docklands, inviting them to experience a collision of artists' responses, interrogations, and a radical celebration of the witch as a symbol of dissidence. Rachel Andrews visited Marina Market to talk about magic and resistance.
It's like women in numbers creating a racket, but doing it for a very regenerative way. Mm. So we're cracking the floor open, we're unearthing it in order for new things to grow, in order for regeneration to occur. I'm Megan Kennedy, co-artistic director of Junk Ensemble. Witch Hunts has taken some of our research time, but essentially we've been looking at women coming together and creating a disturbance and a trouble in a positive manner. So moving away from the negative connotations of witches, which, as we all know, has gone far into many centuries ago, and really trying to figure out why that first began, looking at the idea of capitalism coming into the system and moving away from matriarchal system and moving into a patriarchal household, and how women became this subversive force within the matriarchal household, and how then that turned against them.
I'm Jessica Kennedy, co-artistic director of Junk Ensemble and dance artist and choreographer. Objects and materials have been a big meeting point for all of our conversations, and the components for spells tend to be accessible, inexpensive, and discreet, almost domestic. So the materials that we've connected on are string and twine, white chalk, hair, earth, soils, pins, and of course, fire, water. Mm-hmm. So these materials have connected all of our works with the dance and the work that we're doing with the dancers as props. They're moving through chalk, they're using twine, also into the projection, into the Jesse's sculpture, which is sort of the piece de resistance near the end of the piece. This is the piece that deserves the collaboration with all these different artists, and the theme and concept requires more people's opinions and ideas and imaginations with it.
Of course, it's challenging because there's a number of designers in place, essentially. We're working with a design team as well as visual designers, visual artists, and music artists, and everyone's response is incredibly valid. So, of course, it's giving that time to everyone. However, the collaborators we're working with really understand that and honor that, and honor that it is a piece that we need to thread together as a cohesive whole.
My name is Aideen Barry and I'm a visual artist. It's kind of a complex plot. So like out of the conversations, there was like this Dropbox folder of shared imagery. Some of the imagery was around, you know, like these chalk drawings that would be made as kind of like tollums or totems. And I thought this was kind of interesting. We could animate one of these chalk drawings. Also in speaking with Jessie and her research into like the oracles of Delphi, when I heard that there was this understanding that the oracles, when they stamped their feet, these vapors would come up and it would cause them to have these hallucinations. So I created this landscape that the dancers, as they dance on it with the domestic materials that Jessica is talking about, like flour or ash or salt, it causes these vapors to come up. So there's kind of this illustrative kind of moment, but it's all rooted in kind of conceptual rigor. CGI, this computer-generated imagery, this is the witchcraft of today. Like, we are kind of a bit nervous about this kind of technology because it's all subsumed into AI and the threats that poses to us. So in a way, it's kind of another comment about the invisibility or witchcraft within the digital witch.
We had been shown the space and really liked that it was on the docks, and there's this whole sort of industrial labor with lots of like ropes and pipes and concrete, and then also heavy brass and copper and all of these sort of quite like labor instruments were part of this setup. So then we started building the design around that. So it's sort of this contrast between this quite, you know, male materials, and then there's a softness and a real sort of beauty and kind of sheerness to some of the other designs.
It is this kind of industrial labor space, you know, that you are going to enter, but it's going to have all these kind of hawkbacks to like experiencing one of these almost religious journeys or pilgrimages through the work.
There seems to be a return to the patriarchal household right now, so I think more than ever there's an urgency in it, there's a drive, there's a necessity for this work and other works and all the collaborations and the discussions to carry on. This isn't the time to rest at all. This is the time to pick up our instruments and start making a racket. We're not going away, we're here, and we're colluding, we're collaborating, and we make a difference. And that absolutely comes through the art as well as comes through the intelligence of these women who create discussions and create ideas and create stories and new stories. We're creating a new story here. It's an active creation. It's an act of creativity that can bring change.
The team behind Junk Ensemble's ritual there, and the reporter was Rachel Andrews. Ritual runs from the 14th to the 17th of June in the Marina Market Warehouse each night at 8:30 as part of Cork Midsummer Festival.